This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today over the remarks of Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This is the second consecutive day when the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha could not transact any substantive business. When the Lok Sabha met after the adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition MPs including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Some members also reached near the Lok Sabha Speaker's chair raising slogans against the Union Home Minister. Amit Dean, the presiding officer, adjourned the House for the day. In the morning when the House met for the day, opposition parties protested on the remarks of Mr. Shah. Some protesting members also trooped into the well. Amid pandemonium, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha. When the House assembled after adjournment at 2 p.m, the incident related to injury of two BJP MPs during a protest in Parliament House complex was raised in the Upper House. BJP MP Fangnon Konayak alleged that she was misbehaved by leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi during a protest outside Parliament. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju demanded apology from Mr. Gandhi and Congress over the incident in which two BJP MPs got injured. The minister also alleged that the behaviour of Mr. Gandhi lowered the dignity of Parliament. Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, also spoke over the issue and condemned the incident. Mr. Nadda said the Congress has been exposed during the debate on the Constitution in Parliament as the opposition party tried to undermine the Constitution during its rule. He also demanded a censure motion should be brought to condemn today's incident in which two BJP MPs got injured and a woman MP was hackled. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar informed the House that Fangnon Konayak has approached him over the incident and is looking into it. Tiruchi Shiva of the DMK countered the allegations that Rahul Gandhi pushed the BJP MPs. He said that it was Mr. Gandhi who was pushed when he was entering the Parliament building. Earlier when the House met for the day, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs over the remarks of Mr. Shah and other issues. Opposition members from Congress, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others raised slogans against the Home Minister. The Chairman urged for order in the House but in vain. Later adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today hit out at the Congress after two BJP MPs got injured during a protest in Parliament House. Talking to media outside Parliament, he accused the Congress of lowering the dignity of Parliament. The minister alleged that the entire country knows that Congress has always opposed Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed on adoption of high-end technologies to keep pace with changing dynamics of modern warfare. Speaking during an event in New Delhi today, he said the country is moving towards achieving self-reliance in the defence sector at a rapid pace. Mr. Singh said that the country is exporting the weapons that it used to import once. He gave the credit for this to the combined efforts of public sector, private sector, academia and innovators. Cent has allocated 398 crore rupees for the road development projects in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the fund has been allocated for 19 state district road development projects under the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund during 2024-25. He said these initiatives aim to enhance last mile connectivity in border regions, facilitating seamless access and fostering socio-economic growth across the state. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security meeting in New Delhi today. The meeting will primarily focus on critical security issues with special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha will also attend the meeting, which aims to review strategies to ensure peace and stability in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director of Intelligence Bureau Tapan Deka, Senior Army Officers including Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of CAPF, Chief Secretary, DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers are expected to attend the meeting. The third and final match of the T20 International Series between India and West Indies women's teams will take place at the D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. The match will start at 7 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.